Living on Oregon's South Coast certainly has its charms, and the lack of population density is one of them. The flip side to the sparse population is limited options in health care and transportation, and then there's the additional matter of inequitable distribution of those options. South Coast Equity Coalition just received a grant from Seeding Justice to work toward reproductive justice in Coos and Curry counties, examining and hopefully dismantling barriers to access to health care for pregnant people. Jaden Ruff, director of the South Coast Equity Coalition, joins us to talk about the work. Jaden, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. Well, just give us a little quick overview of the South Coast Equity Coalition, the type of work you do, and this move toward reproductive justice and the grant that you received.
Okay. So, again, my name is Jaden Ruff. My pronouns are she, her. I am the director of the South Coast Equity Coalition. We are a BIPOC and queer-led coalition building on inherent community strengths to increase health equity for communities of color and those living at the intersection of race and ethnicity and other under-resourced identities. My apologies for the stumbles. And we work within health equity. Sometimes when you think of health equity, you automatically think of healthcare, you know, and a lot of our work is seated in what happens in communities before they even arrive at the doctor's office. And then when they get to the doctor's office, is it affirming? Is it a safe space where they can get all of their needs met? You know, a lot of times when we talk about equity, especially in Oregon, where we don't necessarily put the context of historical impacts on communities, I think we are, we do a disservice of painting the whole picture. So our work is diversity, equity, and inclusion, access, and definitely justice, as we're talking about reproductive justice, which is dismantling barriers. And that looks like policies, protocols, procedures, and practices.
Jaden, will this shift toward reproductive justice be something, are you moving toward more of a medical model of what you want to do, or will you still continue to do your other aspects of your coalition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we are looking at was, this came about to a lack of awareness and also a lack of access to family planning at the community health department. And so when you think of, well, family planning, why is that even important? Well, when you have free access, especially to under-resourced communities, and then that access goes away, it really impacts the person who is maybe come pregnant or maybe needing services like abortion and access like that. But what really impacts those services is when we are in a really conservative, when the government is linked to the public health department and that government entity is really conservative.
Oregon is, of course, a state where if you drive a few miles out of town, and this is especially true on the South Coast, you get into very rural areas. Has it been a challenge? What kind of challenge has it been to try to reach out to people who are in the more rural areas?
So I thank you about that. Thank you for saying that. I think a lot of times when we look at community engagement, we forget to factor in Oregon has the lowest access to internet and Wi-Fi. And so with it being a really rural community, what we've been strategizing around is bringing resources and listening sessions to them. So this project, the South Coast Reproductive Justice Project, is really going to be data informed. So collecting data and telling the stories. I think a lot of times when you look at quantitative, like the numbers, we know today in data justice that not all populations are represented in those numbers. And so with us, we're leaning a little bit more on the qualitative data, the storytelling, and bringing these opportunities for folks to tell their stories in brave spaces, you know. So a lot of our first year, it's a multi-year grant, but our first year is really community engagement, bringing conversations to our people and not just centering it around the big cities, which are typically on the South Coast, Coos Bay and North Bend. We want to make sure that we're reaching even rural communities.
Well, you touched on what I was going to ask next, what your priorities are and how you plan on going about implementing this grant that you've received. The first year, you talk about the qualitative and engaging people. Do you hope to go further from there with some different aspects?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's really important to first ask community what is a lack of, what are they happy with, what aren't they happy with, and what improvements, because communities are the professionals here. You know, they navigate the system. And so what better people to tell us how navigating systems are, and then folding that into, okay, now what really needs to be here? So the listening sessions, the qualitative data, the storytelling happens first, and then we collect that data, we analyze it, and we go back. So we call it a feedback loop. We go back to these communities and say, hey, we've compiled this data. Does this even make sense? Have we dropped the ball in other places? Did we not touch on certain topics that y'all feel like needs to be important? So another part of this this grant is also doing gender affirming care trainings to our communities, and also anti-racism trainings. You know, I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day, and she was like, well, what is the point of having an LGBTQ person be a doctor? Don't you just want a good doctor? And I was like, well, you can't say that without touching on the context of why there isn't a lot of representation in healthcare, you know, specifically Oregon. But when you are a trans woman, for example, and you go in to this person that is offering gender-affirming care, yeah, they're writing the prescriptions, but are they looking you in your eyes when you're talking to them when they come into the office? Or are they just on their computer and writing a prescription and saying, here you go? Or are you feeling like you've done more research than your actual doctor has, and now you're informing them on the next steps as far as gender-affirming care, you know? And definitely moving away from this cultural competency model that deems people experts in their field. And it kind of takes on this notion of, well, the learning is done, you know. But cultural humility, when we embed that, is meeting each patient right where they're at, you know, and it's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing when you're coming at gender-affirming care or anti-racism and how that shows up in the healthcare system.
Bedside manner still counts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What have you learned so far in the process? I mean, maybe it's too early to ask this question, but what have you learned so far that's informing the direction you're going to head?
Oh, so there was a study done, I think, right before the pandemic. And so when we look at that data, the data is dated because, you know, like all of our services have shifted, you know, from that. And so it is really too early to divulge all of the things now. But what I'm really interested in looking at is where we were at one point and then where we are today. Because then that, using those data and how they work together as the drivers of programs and startups. Another part of this grant that we'll be working is also looking at providing scholarships for medical students wanting to BIPOC and queer community students pursuing education in the medical field. Another thing is crafting some internships for community members that teaches community engagement tools and intentionally supporting diverse populations along with development opportunities for deepening their understanding around justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion, and accessibility. Because we can talk about justice all day long, but if folks don't have access, right? Because it's like, well, that's in policies, procedures, but if folks don't necessarily have resources in their communities, then we have to approach it in a whole different way.
We only have about a minute left. Can you tell me, is there anything unique about this process where you're at, being on the South Coast?
Oh, absolutely. I think everything about this is unique. You know, we do not have Planned Parenthood. In our community, you are not able to get an abortion. So you have to literally, like, go out of our community in order to get all of your needs met. And I think it's really important for folks to know that they are taken care of here in their community, and they don't have to go to other communities to get the support and services they need.
Jaden Ruff is the director of the South Coast Equity Coalition. Jaden, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about Rogue Comic-Con, and I guess you need to pull out your superhero costume for that. Stay with us.